This is the Texas Standard.
1976.
The public today got its first look at NASA's new space shuttle, a hybrid craft that's a cross between a rocket ship and an airplane. The key to the shuttle is that the craft is reusable. With these wings, it can glide back to Earth and be launched again.
1981.
And we have liftoff. Liftoff of America's first space shuttle.
1983.
1-0 and liftoff. Liftoff of the orbiter Challenger and the sixth flight of the space shuttle.
As the Challenger climbed today, it carried an American woman astronaut, Sally Ride, into space and into history.
The crowds here chanted, Ride, Sally, Ride.
Affirmative.
That was definitely an E-ticket.
1986.
And liftoff of the 25th Space Shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
Altitude 4.3 nautical miles, downrange distance 3 nautical miles. Engines throttling up, 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go with throttle up.
Challenger, go with throttle up.
The explosion appeared to destroy Challenger. The solid rocket boosters emerged from the fireball, continuing to fly uncontrollably for several seconds before plunging into the Atlantic Ocean, leaving a trail of smoke.
The crew of the Space Shuttle Challenger honored us for the manner in which they lived their lives. We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them this morning, as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye and slipped the surly bonds of Earth to touch the face of God.
1985.
The liftoff of the shuttle Atlantis on its maiden voyage to space.
1992.
Booster ignition and liftoff of the maiden voyage of Endeavour.
One thing to watch for during this landing will be the first time the shuttle has used drag chute.
Touchdown, drag chute deploy as Endeavour completes it. Its maiden flight.
The space shuttle Endeavour is about to be launched. It will be the second launch for Endeavour.
Solid rocket ignition and liftoff. Liftoff of Endeavour on America's 50th space shuttle flight.
7 crew members on board, including the first married couple to fly in space, the first Japanese astronaut, and also the first African-American woman to fly in space.
2003.
And liftoff of Space Shuttle Columbia with a multitude of national and international space research experiments.
Columbia, Houston, UHF comm check. Columbia, Houston, UHF comm check.
A considerable emergency going on right now throughout the space community, throughout NASA, at Mission Control. One can only imagine. These pictures apparently coming into us from Texas.
Trailing vapor and smoke. Pieces are flying off. You can see them off to the side.
At 9 o'clock this morning, Mission Control in Houston lost contact with our space shuttle Columbia. A short time later, debris was seen falling from the skies above Texas. The Columbia is lost. There are no survivors.
2004.
Today we set a new course for America's space program. In 2010, the space shuttle, after nearly 30 years of duty, will be retired from service.
2005.
Beneath the countdown clock, the flags limp, the weather perfect, the shuttle apparently the same.
And liftoff of Space Shuttle Discovery.
Discovery's altitude now 72 miles as it begins its descent into the atmosphere.
Houston, Discovery has the runway in sight.
Landing gear is down and locked.
Discovery, welcome home, friends.
And thank you. Those are great words to hear. We're happy to be back, and we congratulate the whole team.
2010.
The Space Shuttle nears its scheduled retirement. Understandably, this adds to the worries of folks concerned not only about their own futures, but about the future of the space program to which they've devoted their lives.